This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. There were rumors that the Federal Reserve would act this morning, and it did. The U.S. Central Bank has cut one of the economy's most important interest rates, the Fed funds rate, by 0.75 percentage point, which is larger than was expected, and it happened after stock markets around the world continued to slide today. Joining us now to talk about the Fed move is a regular guest on this program, The Wall Street Journal's David Wessel. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, people had said that Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, had been a little timid in responding to the economic troubles of recent months, but nothing timid about this.
Certainly not. I mean, as you say, the Federal Reserve really surprised people by coming in a week before a regularly scheduled meeting and cutting rates 0.75 percentage point. It's the biggest single action they've taken since November 1994, when they made a similar size cut. And even more interesting, both the Fed statement and the markets suggest that the Fed is going to keep cutting rates, maybe do it again next week.
Is there reason to think that this kind of action is necessary right now?
Well, there certainly is a lot of anxiety about the economy, and there is a lot of pressure from the markets. It looks like the Fed concluded that they hadn't moved fast enough to address a weakening economy. That was showing up in the markets, and the markets, the action in Europe and Asia on Monday really forced their hand.
Which raises another question. If you're the chairman of the Federal Reserve, you want to look like you're responding to long-term trends and not every blip in the market. Does the Fed look like it's almost panicky going after the markets here?
I'm sure that that's something they thought about. The Fed doesn't want to look like it's panicking. It doesn't want to look like it's being led around by the markets. But it also doesn't want to let thinking about those things distract it from the task at hand, which is adjusting interest rates when their forecast for the economy changes. This suggests that they are quite worried about the pace of economic growth and the risk of recession. I think this was a worry that Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke shared last week when he did the extraordinary thing of endorsing fiscal stimulus, saying the Fed couldn't do it all on its own.
This is David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal. We're talking with him about news that the Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by 0.75 percentage point today. And, David, there's a question I want to ask you about. We'll get another perspective from Asia in a moment. And the question is this. Is there a fundamental problem with the economy that is too serious to be fixed by a quick interest rate cut?
It's a very good question, and I don't know. I think we know from history that when the Fed cuts rates, it does have a beneficial effect with a long and variable lag. So if we're destined to have a recession, the rate cut will make it less severe. But it isn't clear that if the unusual set of circumstances we have, high oil prices, a very unusual once-in-a-generation or once-in-two-generation bust in housing, a nascent credit crunch, whether the Fed has moved enough, fast enough, to prevent us from having a painful recession.
I got to tell you, our business editor was watching numbers come in this morning, and something that caught his eye was the futures market, basically betting on where the stock market is going to go, the U.S. stock market, once it opens at 9:30 today. And the betting was on a 500-point drop. After the rate cut was announced, it went down to 300-and-something points, so things were looking a little more optimistic, though still grim, but now the market is sliding back down again.
Well, I think that the Fed clearly wanted to move before the stock market opened to prevent this from being the great crash of 08. Whether they succeeded, well, we'll know in a few hours.
It sounds like people are betting that there's still going to be a lot of pain on Wall Street today.
Absolutely.
Well, David, stay with us. We're going to bring another voice into this conversation, a voice from Asia. Renee.
And we go now to Hong Kong. Joining us on the line is Tom Easton. He's Asia business editor at The Economist magazine. Welcome to our program.
Thank you for inviting me on.
Do you think that this rate cut is what investors in Asia are looking for?
Well, I think it begins with what companies in Asia are looking for. And I think the beneficial impact of the rate cut is potentially it will strengthen the U.S. economy and demand from America. And I think there's a lot of concern about falling revenues from export sales. On the other hand, what the companies here are suffering from is inflation. Material prices are going up, wage prices are going up, and typically a cure for inflation is not lower interest rates. So it will cut both ways, and it depends what they're concerned about most. I mean, robust demand from America would be great, but, robust demand is just another thing that's pushing up wages and pushing up material prices and energy prices along with it. So, maybe sometimes recessions, as painful as they are quite necessary. especially when you're trying to address inflation.
Inflation over in Asia. But let me ask you the same question that Steve asked David Wessel just now. Do Asian investors see a fundamental problem that can't be solved by a quick rate cut in the U.S., however deeper or unexpected that is, a problem in the U.S.?
Asian factories, you know, and I want to look at this, as I spoke earlier, I guess, to you. I want to look at southern China, just because southern China went from being essentially rice paddies to one of the most productive areas of the world. And its cheap exports in apparel and in electronics and all sorts of other areas really helped keep inflation low in the United States. It's why you have T-shirts and blue jeans at the same prices now as they were 20 years ago. And the companies in southern Asia are really, in southern China, are really experiencing extraordinary price pressure right now. Wages are going up. Every one of their prices is going up. Wages, people talk 10, 20, 30%. There are new laws about employment that are pushing prices up, but there are strikes going on. Every single one of their input prices is going up. These are real problems. And all of the exporters that I talk to, I mean, if you've been at the toy fair recently, toys were one of the first products that China sent abroad at very, very low prices. They're all talking about their own prices going up 20 or 30% or more, and they're talking about factories going out of business. Now, some companies are so productive that they can squeeze out savings in all sorts of ways, but for many others, it's just tough. These were all low-margin producers who depended on volume.
Well, fit this together, though, this puzzle together for those who are not, you know, experts in this. Are Asian economies healthy enough to survive a big drop in stocks?
Well, you see, now that's a very, very interesting question. You know, when you talk about countries like China that were going up 11.5% or 12% in growth a year, or India, 8.5% or 9% a year, you know, taking a percent or two off growth would be a good thing. But the question is, how do you manage these things carefully? It's not clear that you can just take a percentage off growth or 2% off growth. It could be 3% or 4% off growth. And what if you do fundamentally change the profitability of many of these companies? I mean, we really don't know how good the accounting is on many of them. Many of them have actually masked the lack of profitability in their underlying business with investing in the stock markets themselves or investing in real estate. Recently, we've seen the price of a lot of real estate investors drop in particular. So, you know, as profits and growth slow down, it could reveal a lot of fissures in the economy that weren't absolutely evident before, but that many, many people around here believe exist.
Tom Easton, let me bring David Wessel back into the conversation of the Wall Street Journal very briefly. You mentioned something, Mr. Easton, about maybe a recession is a necessary or good thing. David Wessel, I noticed overnight that the price of oil was falling as people anticipated economic slowdowns. Could there be an upside, or perhaps we'd rather say a necessary side, to a serious slowdown in the economy at this point?
Well, I don't believe that recessions are ever good for anybody, although there is a view that they somehow are cleansing and get rid of excesses and shock people into some kind of common sense. It is true, though, that there is a kind of self-correcting feature of recessions. That is, if the economy weakens around the world, if demand goes down, then some of those inflation pressures that we've seen in China and even in the U.S. will abate. And the Fed must have said, look, we got two worries here, inflation and growth. Growth is the much bigger worry, and we're going to worry about inflation later.
Thanks, David. That's David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.
And we also talked to Tom Easton. He's Asia Business Editor at The Economist magazine, and he spoke to us from Hong Kong.